As anybody who listens to Robin Hood Radio knows, we always like to connect and be connected to different magazines that provide incredible information for our area. And the latest to join with us in our cooperative efforts of publicizing things good about our communities that we live in is Main Street Magazine. And we have the person who is the publisher, owner, we'll just go down the list of Main Street Magazine, Thorne Christiansdottir, with us. Thorne, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we're going to have this, folks, for you, so you folks know, we're gonna run this every week. It'll be rebroadcast every once in a while. But we want to just keep people more aware and get the understanding of what the benefits are to have a magazine like Main Street Magazine in our area. So, Thorne, I guess my first question to you, because this always gets asked of Jill and I, when we started our venture about 12 years ago, what in the world ever made you cross your mind to start a magazine that has now become not only a well-respected magazine that's published for newsstands, but also online? What was the genesis?
Well, my background is I'm a graphic designer and marketer, and I had been partnered with a older gentleman up in Chatham for many, many years, and we had started a monthly publication up there. We went our separate ways, and I moved my design firm down to Millerton, New York. And I kind of grew up in the area. I knew Millerton in this kind of tri-corner very well, and it's such a unique area. And when I was setting up my office, I happened to have a conversation with my dad, and I was just saying, you know, there's really no publication just for the Tri-Corner area. Yes, we're lucky that we have two newspapers, you know, the Lakeville Journal, Millerton News, and there are plenty of magazines in and around the area, but nothing that specifically just focuses on the Tri-Corner. And his immediate response was, well, you need to start one. And my immediate response to that was, oh, I just got out of the magazine business, and because it's very time-consuming, as anyone knows who's in the business, as well as, you know, you're really stuck there 2-3 weeks out of the month where, you know, with deadlines and going to press and whatnot. But I was like, well, let me, do the numbers and figure stuff out. And from there, it kind of made sense. And I was fortunate enough from the very beginning to partner with some very talented and amazing writers like Christine Bates and Mary O'Neill, who were first to come on board on this crazy adventure with me. And my sister-in-law quit her job and came to work for me. And so it was a lot of risk in the dead of winter. But, you know, we made it work and we grew and we've grown together.
You know, it's interesting because when we put the radio station together, we have 75% of our shows are local shows. The other 25% are NPR. But the amount of people that came forward and this is 10, 12 years ago, and that are still with us
yes.
that do shows is absolutely amazing. And I think that's what makes your magazine and what we do, I think what makes it so great, because it's not only put together by local people, but the people who contribute to it all know the local area and are very well understanding of what the area wants and needs and doesn't have and does have.
I think that's the critical part. And I was, as I said earlier, I was so fortunate to get, you know, a handful of amazing people to work with me, both the photographers and the writers. And I, yes, it's my publication. Yes, I'm the one who pays the taxes and does all the, you know, the grunt work. But I always say to all of them, you know, this is ours together. And something that I've always done when people, you know, because we get a lot of people who, you know, want to write or contribute. And, you know, so we get a lot of resumes and stuff. But, you know, when I talk to people, I always ask them, what are you interested in? You know, what's your passion? You know, what do you know about the area? And, you know, what are you interested in writing about and sharing? And so my writers all kind of have their niches. And, you know, Christine came to me. She's the one who pitched the, you know, having a real estate article every month because she was interested in that. And she and I discussed business. That's something I'm interested in. She was. So every month she has a – I'm sorry? Every month she has an entrepreneur feature as well as the real estate feature. And then Mary is interested in all kinds of subject matter. So, you know, her gamut runs so wide. You know, then we, through Mary, I got to know Ian Strever, who's now the principal of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. And he loves outdoorsy things, you know, so he kind of became our buff on that. And so, you know, it's I just feel like, you know, where your passion is, that's where you really shine. And it comes through in the writing and just, you know, the energy that you put into a piece. And so, you know, I love that about it. And I love the folks I get to work with every day.
We are speaking with Thorne Christensdottir, who is the publisher, owner of Main Street Magazine. You're going to hear Main Street Magazine here on Robinhood Radio every week, once during the weekdays, on Tuesday mornings on The Breakfast Club, and on Saturday mornings as well in the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. So now let's talk about you established the magazine. The magazine now established. You have also now have a website that goes along with that magazine.
Yeah, so we've always, you know, had a web presence, if you will, but it's just information about our ad rates, distribution, you know, the basic gist of the magazine itself, and then we've had our past issues on there and a few other things. But this spring, you know, I was thinking that, okay, what's the next step for us? And we've always, since we started in 2013, we've always been kind of limited with, you know, well, print is expensive, and so, you know, we're stuck with a certain page count, and, you know, print prices have gone up a few times, so, and then the fact that we come out monthly, we can't always cover events and cover, you know, very specific types of things, just because of real estate, we don't have enough space in the magazine for everything that we'd like to share. But the internet gives us an ability to do more of that. So we had, actually one of my brother's best friends started working with us this spring, a very talented writer, Griffin Cooper's his name. And with Griffin on board, we, in addition to all of our other writers, we are kind of have the manpower and the drive to be able to grow our website and have more content on there, but all with our flavor. So our mantra has always been to focus on the things that matter to the people who live here and who visit here, you know, the people, places, things, businesses, history, etc. And so I just feel like, you know, we're going to, of course, the magazine will continue with what we have in there, but we're able to share more of just interesting things on the website. And we've come up with topics that I think will really resonate with our readers.
And now let's get back to the print version, because of course Main Street Magazine on the web is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's updated when it's updated. That's Main Street on the web, mainstreetmag.com. But yep. Let's go back to the print version. And what are the scheduled publish dates of the print version?
So we usually come out around the first of every month, depending on, you know, how the days fall and how many days are in the month. But, you know, usually, well, most of the time, actually, we come out before the first. And it takes us about 3-4 days to distribute everywhere, because we kind of distribute in about a 30-mile radius of Millerton. And but as soon as the August issue just came out last week, but we're already working on September. And so we, you know, the first 2 weeks of the month are our busy time here, where we're laying out articles and working on ads, and we offer free ad design for all of our advertisers who need it. And then we usually go to press around the 15th of the month, and then we get a little reprieve for about a week before we get going again. But now with our website, that's going to all change, because we're going to be doing daily stuff.
Once again, we are speaking with Thorne Christensdottir, Main Street Magazine. So we've done the intro here. What we're basically going to do on a weekly basis is target some of the more important stories, or not more important, but some of the highlight stories of all the stories that are in Main Street Magazine. So let's talk about the August issue, which is on newsstands now. What are some of the top stories that you want to talk about on that?
Sure. So just to start next door to you guys, Wright and Sharon, we've got Christine's Entrepreneur feature this month focuses on Richard Lamberson and John Truex, who have some amazing handbags and designer bags and other apparel over there, which I guess they're world known and sell all over the world. And so it's an amazing to see. And that's part of what I love about the magazine, is able to see all the people and things that are happening here that are, you know, global, but, you know, from our little tri-corner area. Our monthly recipe from Jessie Sheehan is the strawberry rhubarb Gillette with cream cheese crust, which she had on the cover in our August issue. In our July issue, which was our food and drink issue. And the real estate feature this month is about Sharon, where Christine, you know, kind of bounces around the topics in real estate. And this month she focused specifically on Sharon and what's happening there. And she had some amazing charts and stats, which was fascinating. Betsy Morey, she talked about Amy Clampett in the Berkshires, who was a poet there, and how she, after her passing, you know, wanted to continue on with poetry and writers and how she has enabled locals to do that. Another piece that we have is focusing on Roosters, Route 82 Home and Hardware down in Sanfordville. They have new owners and are doing some fantastic things down there. Our outdoor guru, Ian Straver, talks about vacations and what to expect and not to expect when we're on vacations. And it's kind of a fun piece, you know, because in August is the time when a lot of us head out on vacations. And then one of the other great features, which was our center spread, was Regina Malaro talked about a great little shop in Pine Plains, where it's right next to Peck's Market in the old church there. And it's a wonderful little communal thing that they're doing, the arts and crafts in there, and it's a beautiful space. And so I was very interested to learn about it. But those are a handful of the stories we got this month.
And as we say, we just are going to talk about highlighting some of the stories each month. But you know, I love the story that Ian about vacations, because we tend to forget that we live in a vacation area.
Yes. Precisely.
So we take a vacation from a vacation area while other people come here for their vacations, which always interests me. And I do have to hit on the article because it is the season. Most of the time around here, we get tomatoes that taste like cardboard. But you've got a great story, Tomatoes 10 Ways.
Yeah, so Dominique pitched me to talk about tomatoes and recipes because it's the height of tomato season, I guess. I say I guess because I detest tomatoes, and she thought it was pretty funny because she thought she could for sure get a quote from me about tomatoes, include that in the article. But tomatoes are the only vegetable, basically, that I really hate. But despite that, when I was proofing it and putting the article together, I was like, oh, that actually sounds pretty good. Oh, this recipe sounds pretty good. You know, too bad it has tomatoes in it. But I know there are so many people out there who love it. And, you know, nothing, I guess they tell me nothing beats a beautiful ripe tomato, you know, at the height of the summer, you know, with its plumpness. So I think some of these recipes were amazing, with the sources that she got and the different variations, how you can use them and create amazing dishes and healthy too. So I was pretty excited about that.
All right, those are just some of the stories that you'll find in Main Street Magazine on newsstands, and also, by the way, mainstreetmag.com on the web. Thorne, we'll speak to you again next week.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you for having me.